It's time again for your letters, and joining me as usual to do the honors is News and Notes producer Christopher Johnson. Hi, Christopher.
Hey, Farai. We got mail about the Mark Foley email scandal that you talked about on our roundtable. Here's one from Fran Sibley of Brooklyn, Michigan. She says, one of your guests called the Foley scandal frivolous when there are 200,000 displaced people in Darfur. It's the same thing. Foley used his power to subjugate young men. The people of Darfur have been subjugated by their powers that be. Both are important and need to be discussed and solved.
And Christopher, last week, commentator Eric Kopaj had this to say about blacks dating and marrying whites.
Since desegregation, we African Americans have lost ownership of many of our banks, our insurance companies, and much of our media. The question with this most intimate phase of desegregation is whether black men and black women are in peril of losing each other.
Eric Harmon of Washington, D.C. emailed us to say, while I can understand the sentiment, I imagine that many of those people who date and marry outside their race don't see race or racial difference as the primary factor in their being able to follow their hearts and live their lives with people they choose. I applaud people who do cross the cultural, class, and language barriers we establish for ourselves to find that happiness.
And William Moser of Westchester, Pennsylvania added this, I cannot picture a white commentator being given the podium in an effort to express that marrying outside his race may create problems for the race as a whole. Why does this type of commentary not get met with equal criticism?
Well, we haven't gotten one like that yet, but we do try our best to keep a balance among our commentators. Now we move to Alonzo Young of Mountain View, California. He emailed us to say that he likes our roundtable podcast, but he wants more. Here's what Alonzo said. How does one discover actions one can take to change, influence, or become part of the solution? How can we reach beyond just being a spectator or voyeur to being an agent of change? Now, Alonzo, we post links with more information on stories at our website, npr.org, and we're still working on changes. Keep an eye out over the coming months, and you'll see them online.
Last week, our roundtable discussed the new law to preserve Gullah Geechee culture along the coast of the southeastern United States. Roundtable member Michael Myers smelt pork in the $1 million a year allocation. Glenn Harris of Harper Woods, Michigan, emailed back, whatever pork Mr. Myers might think this may be, take the money and run with it. This culture should be preserved whatever the cost. It is nothing less than criminal to let this treasure of African-American heritage be lost forever in the interest of development and money.
And speaking of Gullah Geechee culture, we never got to hear any of their language in our segment. We make up for that now with a little bit of the Gullah version of the Lord's Prayer.
We Father, what they in heaven, let everybody honor your name. We pray that soon you gwine rule over the world. Whatsoever thing you want, let them be so in this world, same like they in heaven.
That was, again, a little taste of the Gullah version of the Lord's Prayer. And we'd like to hear more from you. Know that we appreciate every single one of your comments, good or bad, so keep them coming. You can call us at 202-408-3330. That's 202-408-3330. Or you can always email us. Just log on to npr.org and click on Contact Us. Now be sure to tell us where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name. Christopher Johnson, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Farai.